Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Shailen Herrick. Shailen Herrick heads SHL's technology hiring solution from Seattle, Washington. She has worked in technology for 15 years and spent the past several years researching and improving hiring processes for the world's leading software-driven companies. Shailen's experience includes go-to-market strategy for technical talent acquisition solutions, including partnerships with the industry's foremost thought leaders in DEI, structured interviewing, and the economics of technical hiring. Well, good afternoon, Shailen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here with you.
Awesome. Thank you again for making the time as well. I know we traverse time zones to get folks on the call, but with the help of people like Brandy and others across the globe, we're getting some awesome guests on the show. So thanks again. And Shailen, we're just going to jump right into these questions here. Let's get your story out there. You've got quite the career in marketing, head of marketing. Now you're the head of solutions technology hiring at SHL. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
I think the most important thing that I have latched onto for my career growth is big ideas that unlock people's potential. That's the thing that really excites me. And that's really why I stay here in HR tech. We live in a world in which talent is evenly distributed, but opportunity is not. And those of us who have the opportunity to impact how people get hired and get jobs is a huge responsibility. And I'm excited to be a part of it.
That's awesome. And I appreciate you being, I would say, the pivotal part of technology, hiring, all that. And there's a lot of technology. We'll get into that here in a second. But being in the middle of people, people is awesome. People is really what makes the world go around. So thank you for sharing. Shailen, undoubtedly, the most talked about subject right now is AI and ChatGPT. That being said, I'd like to ask how you are seeing AI being used in hiring and recruiting processes.
You are absolutely right. That is the most talked about thing right now. Really, what we're looking at is how developers in particular, since that's my world, is how they are using it on the job. As soon as we see generative AI and ChatGPT working its way into the day-to-day work of those developers, then it is going to need to be reflected in assessments, because the most important thing an assessment can do is reflect the real world work environment of the person that it's trying to assess, right? So we're looking at how assessments can actually use generative AI embedded in them as a tool that's core to the job, as well as how we might think about a prompt engineering assessment as that becomes a skill critical to using generative AI on the job.
Thank you. And I appreciate your insights there. Again, kind of melding the technology, generative AI, and people in that whole hiring process. That's awesome. So thank you again. And Shailen, are there any other new and emerging technologies that you might be leveraging in your hiring space that you might be able to share with us today?
I will turn this back to AI a little bit, but a different kind of AI. In general, it shows a lot of promise for helping humans make better hiring decisions because it can be more objective if trained properly. When humans have to do the same activity, like doing a scoring rubric for an interview over and over and over again, they can get kind of tired of it and they might get a little inconsistent with how they do the work. So two things that I think are really important to look at AI in the world of hiring is in scoring. So can scoring be done using AI in order to get a more consistent result? At SHL, we use AI to inform how scoring is done by compiling uncompilable code. And the result is a greater reduction in false negatives, which can increase hiring throughput. And the second thing that we're looking at is simplifying the interview process. Can it do things like compile notes and feedback for interviewers so that they don't have to spend as much time doing that feedback loop and making sure that they really remembered everything that happened in the interview correctly?
Amazing. And really, it's almost like from literally that first application process, right? We use some machine learning and some of those applicant tracking systems. And then, like you mentioned, we've got an aspect of conversational AI, but you're also using AI to make sure that the processes are refined and accurate as you go through that hiring process. So I appreciate the share, and it's quite a breadth of the leverage of machine learning that SHL is utilizing today. So thank you. Shailen, last question here. Can you share something with our audience today from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career, neither marketing or leadership?
Great question. There's three things that I come back to all the time. The first is that being a leader is about who you are being on a day-to-day basis. It's not about what you are doing. What you're doing can be great when you're an individual contributor, but it doesn't necessarily take you to the next level as a great leader. Who you're being matters so much because it affects the happiness and success of those that you're working with, and that is going to help your organization drive growth. The second thing specifically related to marketing is never, ever forget what the customer wants. This sounds really simple, right? Of course, why would you ever forget what the customer wants? But it can become very easy over time to get kind of distracted or muddled by what other stakeholders want within the business, other opinions that may fly your way. Always remember, if you are in marketing, especially if you're in marketing leadership, the most important opinion is that of your buyer. That's how you're going to make money. That's how you're going to be successful.
Awesome. Thank you. And at the end of it, and I've talked about this a lot on the podcast here, Shailen, but also I've written many articles around the customer and the customer experience. And at the end of the day, you're absolutely right. And I appreciate you sharing your perspectives on that. And Shailen, it was a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Brian.
Bye for now.